This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Consumer Price Index is based on a basket of goods and services that we all buy. Groceries, clothes, gas, travel, also to the tune of about 24% of the whole value of the CPI, something called owner's equivalent rent. And if you took the time, as Matt Levin did, to drill down into the housing category of the report this morning, you will see that OER saw its biggest month-to-month increase in 30 years and is thus a big reason why inflation is still so high. What, though, is owner's equivalent rent? Here's Matt.
Picture a couple who bought a home in San Francisco in 1982, you know, back when someone not named Zuckerberg could afford a home in San Francisco. Let's say they haven't had to make a mortgage payment since Obama's first term. Judd Kramer at Harvard says the couple may not be directly paying for housing anymore, but
the Bureau of Labor Statistics would say that that couple is consuming the amount of shelter equivalent to people in the area in similar homes who are renting those places.
That's owner equivalent rent. It's the hypothetical rent homeowners would pay if they weren't homeowners, or the hypothetical rent they forego by not renting out their property. I know it's confusing. So why does BLS do it this way instead of using like Zillow or something?
There's a large investment aspect to the purchase of a house, and we're not trying to measure investment in the CPI. We're focused on consumption. You know, you're consuming the services of a house.
Steve Reed is an economist with BLS. He says measuring changes in hypothetical rent is tough. To do that, BLS tracks 40,000 actual rental properties and then does some fancy math. To get the share of a household budget that would go to hypothetical rent, they ask homeowners what they would rent their property out for. Economist Taylor Marr with Redfin says BLS does its best, but if you're a would-be homeowner,
it underestimates changes in housing costs, and that's because housing costs for the person who is actually active in the market experiences much greater fluctuation.
Everybody really does have their own personal inflation rate after all. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.